Welcome to our series of talks on assessing and improving your DevOps capabilities. We have a series of talks given by industry luminaries on how DevOps can help you improve your software development process. The pace of technological change continues to increase. It's sort of a truism throughout history that technological change gets faster and faster. But the last 10, 15 years in the software industry, it's been incredible. The first sort of 10 years of this decade, there was a big push around agile and agile practices and how do we improve the methods of software development that we use in order to produce higher quality software faster and to be able to adapt to the ever-changing need of our customers and our business. For the most of the early part of my career, I built software in sort of a standard ISV model. We did waterfall, we would design, we would build, we would produce, and then we would ship it on a disk or on a CD out to customers. And shipping software once every year, once every 2 years, was fine. Customers were happy with that cadence. As technology has evolved, the introduction of the internet, consumerization of software, the degree to which software has become implicit in almost all aspects of our lives, all aspects of business, have driven an incredible need to improve the rate of delivery of new software capabilities. Businesses come and go on a yearly basis, and the ability to succeed in your business relies on the ability for you to produce software very rapidly, to adapt to the needs of the changing needs of your customers, to deal with competitive pressure. Whoever is able to adapt their business model and their software fastest to the needs of consumers is going to win. And if you're slow, you're going to lose and you're going to die. So as we sort of saw companies start to grapple with this problem of how do I keep my software development up with the pace of change that my customers and my business is demanding, we saw a new set of practices start to evolve. This started sort of early in 2000, 2002, with the introduction of agile software development and the whole suite of practices around that, whether it's test-driven development or Scrum or pick your favorite set of practices, continuous integration. They were fundamentally about streamlining the software development process, improving the success of software development projects, delivering value in small incremental chunks with high quality along the way. And for 10 years, we sort of evolved and developed those processes, got better, spread them across the industry to the point where they went from a novel idea to 80, 90% adoption across the industry of a wide set of those practices. So that was good. We were able to deliver software rapidly out of the development team. But then what would happen is that software would kind of fall on the floor. It comes out of the development team and every week, every 2 weeks at the end of a sprint, and it wouldn't make it to customers because there was no way to deliver it into the customer's hands in sort of the same cadence that we were able to produce it. So the challenge that we've been taking on, sort of became relevant about 5 years ago, is how do we solve that problem? Now that the development team can deliver software rapidly, how do we get it into the hands of our customers as rapidly as we can deliver it? And that movement we sort of call DevOps, and it's the integration of the development team with the operations and production team. It's a social movement. It involves both the human interactions between the development team and the operations team, and it's a technology tools and process component that is about physically how do I get those bits deployed on all of the machines and into customers' hands. So we see new technologies like configuration management, release management, application telemetry that allows me to, as I'm delivering this software very, very rapidly into the production environment, to be able to monitor it, make sure I understand what's happening, and tighten that feedback loop from idea through development into deployment, into understanding of the software in the production environment, to next idea. And, you know, as we get better and better at that, it actually enables whole new ways of thinking about software. So out of that come ideas like the notion of lean software development, where you say, hey, let's start with a hypothesis. Let's develop a minimum viable product, some very, very small increment of software designed to test whether my hypothesis is right or not. Develop it, deploy it, measure the success of that idea, and then adjust my idea. If it's successful, build on it. If it's not successful, don't build on it, and switch, pivot, try something else, and then iterate very rapidly. All of this is fundamentally approaches to try to figure out how to solve for what the customer needs. And whether you're talking about Agile, or you're talking about DevOps, or you're talking about lean development, they're all techniques that we use in order to do that, to figure out what the customer needs, to deliver it rapidly, incrementally, to adjust to changes in the business environment, in our customers' needs, et cetera. So, for the next couple hours, you're going to hear from a set of industry luminaries that'll drill down into the various aspects of how you can apply these ideas to your own software development process and deliver software more effectively to your customers.